Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Weldon Long is back. Weldon is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of The Power of Consistency, also Consistency Selling, The Upside of Fear. You're starting to get the picture. He's very smart, very prolific, and he has a lot of background to base his writing and his wisdom on. And he and I were just talking about perspective, and I'm going to ask him about that in a second. Weldon, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's so much fun to talk with you. I really appreciate to talk to someone who keeps their perspective when everybody else around them is losing theirs. So it's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you here again, Weldon. You know, you and I were talking about coronavirus off the air, and I made the statement that one of the advantages of being older is you got a lot of perspective. And when you've lived through certain things, I mean, I remember when Y2K was going to take us down. You know, I remember when SARS was going to take us down. You know, I remember, you know, et cetera, et cetera. We, you know, and not to minimize the dangers of the coronavirus, because it could be dangerous. It's just that we can't solve it if we panic. There's a reason to be concerned, but there's no reason to be to panic. But I do think it's easier for me to say, because of my perspective, that it would be safe for a 20-year-old. What do you think?
Absolutely. And you had mentioned off the air that some of the statistics of people that die from the flu, car accidents every year, and those numbers are staggering when you just look at them in one big number. And yet, yeah, you got to exercise caution when you're driving a car. You got to exercise caution when you have the flu or around somebody with the flu. But you don't stop working, you don't stop traveling, you don't stop living.
That's right.
And I will tell you from a personal standpoint, with the economic situation, I called my broker last week and I put a ton of money in the market. Because when it dropped 10%, you know, buy low, sell high. So I'm going to be buying while it's low.
It's an opportunity.
The reality is we're full of dangers around us. Yes,
but also. But also your own life, your life is a profile and perspective. I mean, you've been down and you rose above that. That's an amazing perspective that you have.
Well, and I appreciate that. And I think that, you know, the fact that I was a high school dropout, I spent 13 years in prison. I was in a homeless shelter at 39 years old. All those things have taught me priceless lessons. And I'm 56 now and looking back on my life, and you know, I have very few regrets, you know, and going to prison and being broke in that situation, that is not a regret, you know, because it gave me so much perspective. You know, Jim, when other people in business and personal life, whatever, when they get down, when they get overwhelmed, I look at their problems, I'm like, really? These are situations you can fix, you know? And I think that those experiences when I was young give me that perspective, and I just am able to deal with difficult situations. And like you're talking about with the coronavirus and, you know, with all the attention on it, you can look at it and keep it in perspective. There's opportunities all around us right now.
Well, as long as you can wake up today vertically integrate, I mean, with vertical under your own steam and move around, you're not sick, you're not dying, and you live in a country where other people can't hold you back. We don't live in an authoritarian country. You can move around. You can go from one city, one state to another. You can move freely without having papers, and you can start a business in 30 seconds if you want to. And you have the full right to fail. And if you fail,
absolutely,
you have the full right to start over again. What I just described is the definition of not being a victim. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right, Jim. You know, so much of my work in my book has been around creating the prosperity mindset. How do you create that mindset that thrives and prospers in the face of difficulty, a mindset that wins in the face of difficulty. If you look at the most successful people in the economy and business and politics and acting and the artists, you know, these people have not somehow avoided problems.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that kept their right mindset, the prosperity mindset, expecting good things in the face of those challenges.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, bad things happen to good people. Economic challenges, relationship challenges, health challenges. Our ability to be happy, our ability to succeed is a reflection, 100% reflection of our ability to thrive in the face of adversity. And those that can do that have an enormous advantage over people. I'm sure you've heard that expression that you can,
yep,
you can kind of size up the character of a person based on the size of the problems that get them down. I will tell you personally,
right,
in my life, it takes a huge problem to,
yep,
get me down. And I learned a long time ago, if money can solve a problem, it's not that serious. The most serious problems in life,
right,
are the ones that money cannot fix.
Right.
Health, maybe a serious health. We lost a family member to cancer a couple of years ago. No amount of money can save her. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the situations that are serious in life. If money can solve it, if you can go out and sell and solve it, then it's not that serious.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Well, how do we convey this to our customers? How do we develop this attitude into helping our customers?
I think the main thing is to keep, you know, sales, as you well know, is one part sales and one part psychology. And when I look at sales, when I look at a transaction and business to consumer, whatever it is, the bottom line is we know that one of the primary motivators of behavior is people are moving towards pleasure or away from pain, right? That's psychology, you know, behavioral science 101. We're moving away from painful situations, difficult situations, or we're moving towards something pleasurable. But behavioral scientists will tell you that moving away from pain and fear is way more powerful than moving towards pleasure. So you take a guy, for example, that's, you know, 65 years old, smoking cigarettes, you know, not eating right, carrying an extra 100 pounds around, and you keep telling him, hey, Joe, you gotta lose some weight. You gotta quit smoking. You're 65 years old now. Ah, whatever, you know. Now, he could move towards a more pleasurable life, right, better health, but he doesn't do it. And then one day he has a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Right now he's moving away from pain. Guess what? He stops smoking. He starts getting some exercise. He drops some weight because he's moving away from the pain of dying. So the key with our customers is we got to help them see the emotional pain under their physical problems. I don't care whether it's selling an automobile or real estate or, you know, a washer and dryer.
Right.
There are always problems that salespeople. That's what we do. We solve problems for people. We solve problems for people. They have money. We have solutions. If we convince them that our solutions are more valuable than their money,
another,
they will give us their money for our solutions.
Another important thing to do, though, and I want to talk about this when we get back, is getting out of our own way and helping our customers get out of their own way, because it happens. We'll talk about this more with our good friend Weldon Long after the break. His book is The Upside of Fear.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.